Barbados has now officially recorded 1,095 COVID-19 cases. And daily, we are hearing of businesses that are closing their doors because someone working with them or doing business with them has tested positive for the disease. This is a far cry from the situation that obtained down to December, when Barbados was portrayed to the rest of the world as a model country for dealing with this disease. So what went wrong? The president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, is an epidemiologist, and she was among those participating in a discussion last evening involving medical practitioners.
We have a benefit, and if you notice all over the world, islands have the benefit of being able to have better border control and being able better to manage who comes into the country. So just by the nature of our geography, we have the ability to control who comes in, whereas in other countries, they may have borders that are porous or open to others crossing into their country without their knowledge. So that's one of the first things that we have going for us. The other thing that we had that really went well for us is that we responded very rapidly. So even while the virus was just taking off in China, there was already a national pandemic preparedness plan in operation in Barbados, and that plan went into full effect as early as the beginning of March. Okay, we also locked down very quickly, so we managed the cases that we had here with a very aggressive response in the initial phase, and we had capacity with the numbers that we had and skill of our medical fraternity to manage the cases that we had, even those that required the necessary ventilatory support, and we had available medications, which makes us, you know, in the top tier of countries who had all of those things going for us at the same time. And that contributed to the initial phase. What we have to be careful about, and what has happened since, is that as most countries, we started to get a little bit of pandemic fatigue. So the early messages about, you know, the public health practices and so on, where we must practice social distancing and hand washing and sanitization and mask wearing, etc. After a little while, people started to slip away from those, and the messaging was not perceived as being as necessary because we were on top of everything. But then that is juxtaposed with the sudden arrival of visitors, which we could have anticipated, of course. And we have that. A large number usually come once we reopen the borders fully. We had a large number of people arriving at the same time that the country was going through its pandemic fatigue and relaxing its strict restrictions that were put into place. So those two things became juxtaposed. And so we are saying in predicting this, okay, we also needed to step up some of the measures that we needed to control, because we had tourists coming in who were not necessarily going to follow the protocols, and also to tighten our protocols, which is something that was called for by BAM, to tighten our protocols because we knew that there was the possibility of people not necessarily following the protocols. So yes, we should be commended as a country for our great management, but we can't just look at the deaths as a measure of success. It's not the only measure of success. We have very good medical care in Barbados in general.
Epidemiologist and president of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams, on Sagicor's Early Business.